get you.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, guys, the lines are open. If y'all want to call in your boy, you got any present problems with women or anything like that, fuck with your boy. Holler at your boy. I got your motherfucker covered, man. We're talking about causes and cures, but we're also talking about what the importance of who you are, defending who you are, learning who you are. And most of you guys don't even take the time to even assess what you're not, and you don't even fix that. You don't even work on that because a lot of you guys, again, we showed y'all the clip. I might have to show y'all shit again because a lot of y'all don't understand it. You have to understand when you are dealing with women and you don't have any experience, women are going to look at you in a way where they're not turned on by you. They're going to see you as weak. They're going to see you as frail. They're going to see you as someone that who doesn't know what he's talking about. And that's why it's important to always work on yourself. You always got to learn how to store information. You've got to ask yourself, okay, well, you know what? Like, example, when you're driving in the morning or you're driving at work, what's today? I lost track of days. Hold on. What's today's date? Today is, okay, we're Saturday, right? Today is Saturday. Okay, we're in Saturday now. But what I'm saying is Saturday, okay, while you're getting your coffee or your fucking bagel or whatever the fuck it is you eat, right? Okay? While you're doing that, gentlemen, while you're going to the store, you should be talking to yourself and saying to yourself, if I had the opportunity, and I, matter of fact, if I had a woman right next to me in my car, okay, what would I do? Would I just drive and look straight ahead and she do her thing? You know what I'm going to tell myself? When I am in a car with a woman that is sexy and we are connecting, I'm going to make sure either every red light or every other red light that we stop at, I'm just going to kiss her hand just because. Or I'm going to touch her hand or touch her shoulder or rub her face or look at her in a deep, passionate way. But I'm going to do something every other light. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take that information and I'm just storing it and putting it away for the right motherfucking moment. That's all I'm showing you. This shit is not complicated. It's saying to yourself, this is what I'm going to do. That's it. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it, and that's it. There's no going back. These are rules that you set for yourself, gentlemen, okay? Yes, this is a roll tape. If I have a woman over and I'm licking her pussy or I'm inside of her or we're spending an intimate moment together and I want to create after sex with her, then I know I need to get some lotion, put it in her microwave for 15 seconds. But don't just rub her fucking body. Like, remember, the average guy, I've got to look at her body, and I need to break and dissect it down in my head, just like I'm playing chess. I got my eyes closed. I'm trying to, hopefully, I'm seeing it right now. I see her head to her shoulders. I see her shoulders to the low part of her, the top part of her, right by her hips. I say hips. I see shoulders to hips. And then I see hips all the way down to her feet. So that's three different parts. So that's one, two, three parts. Now I flip her over, that's six parts right there. You see what I'm saying? So right now I'm at six, where the average guy is probably at one or two. So I'm already at six parts. But sort of omens give me sight beyond sight type shit. I know there's six parts to her, but if I close my eyes and what if I slice it all the way down and that six become, that mean, excuse me, that three becomes a six. Two here, two here, two here. 2, 4, 6 on the back, 2, 4, 6 in the front. 6 times 6 is 12. But what if I want to go even deeper than that? What if I want to do a five-play move, a making-out move, using my hand in section one, my other hand in section three, and my lips and my tongue in section two? That means not only am I hitting three different areas, but I'm doing it all at one time, and I can go to a fourth one and get in her ear and spit some motherfucking flavor in her ear while the music's playing. Yeah, I mean, that's how deep your thinking should be, because I'm putting all this together, okay? I'm putting all this together, okay? What I'm looking at is a end result that I have stored in my mind. I got it stored in my mind. And I know I can pull it out because it's mine. It's me. It's not one else's. It's my private, sensual, sexual thought. It's mine. So I am allowed to put my thoughts and store those motherfuckers away, just like you store counting from 1 to 10, just like you store ABCs, just like you have it stored of where you live, just like you have it stored of how you drive your car, you have it stored of what you do in your daily routine. So why the fuck can you not store sexual information in your mind to pull and access when you want to pull it? It's not, guys, I keep telling you, this shit is not rocket science. It's the same thing. Gentlemen, let me show you stored information, because y'all know how I like to simplify things to show you stored information. Stored information for a guy is going to do one of three things. Let me show y'all stored information, because I want y'all to see what the fuck I'm talking about, because I know some of the shit y'all like, damn, this got me like deep. Stored information right here. When you guys want to get a bowl of cereal, like I say, there's four components to getting cereal. Based on your stored information, each one of you goes and creates cereal different from everybody else. Some of you guys will go automatically and grab the milk first. Some of you guys will grab a spoon. Some of you guys will grab a bowl, and some of you grab the cereal, but it doesn't matter, because all roads lead to you eating cereal. However you do it, you do it. But you have what is called a routine that you constantly do. And here's a beautiful thing about your routine. Whenever there's a problem, you know how to fucking solve it. You don't need Instagram. You don't need to go on Facebook or Twitter and all the other shit, or YouTube. You know how to solve it. You go in the refrigerator and there's no milk. You either get your ass to the store and get some milk, or you find another alternative to have breakfast. If there's no spoons in the drawer, you go to the fucking washing machine to see if you washed any from last night. And if you didn't wash any from last night, you will grab a spoon, you'll grab some soap, you'll grab some hot water, and you will clean that spoon off. Same thing with the bowl. If there's no bowl in there, you will go to the washing machine and see if there's any bowls in there. If there's no bowls, you'll use a cup, or you will go ahead and clean the bowl off. If there's no cereal in there, you will either find an alternative or you will go get cereal. And that's how your stored information works. You're not looking at a problem. You've already have the solution, because you know what it is you want to do. I want cereal. So I'm going to get my ass in the kitchen and get fucking cereal. You don't go get cereal and say, oh, my God, the bowl is so pretty. Oh, my God, what would I do with the Lucky Charms or the Cinnamon Toast Crunch if it thinks I'm ugly? Oh, my God, what if the hypergamous nature of the spoon? What if the spoon tries to find someone that's better than me? Oh, my God, what about the bowl? What if the bowl thinks I'm ugly, or what if the bowl doesn't like me? What am I going to do? Motherfucker, you don't even I know y'all laughing at me, but I'm serious. Y'all motherfuckers go in the kitchen and you make motherfucking cereal. And if something's wrong, you motherfuckers solve that shit. But hey, put some ass and titties to it, and you like, oh shit, I ain't got a chance. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do this and all this other stuff, man. That's what I'm saying to you guys out there. You're not. But let me give you a roll tape. All right, check this out. This is going to be more of a roll tape. This is not going to be a scribe, but I want to give you a roll tape. Even though I'm going to use scribe for my – well, scribe is kind of like my roll tape anyway. But let me roll tape. Let me roll tape. What I want to do is, when I find out what her favorite music is, all right, there are two modes and things that I'm going to do with this woman when I find out her favorite music. And I'm going to use this in different areas. Now, choices, and I got choices here and chances. I'm setting all this up. This is a roll tape. This is going to work in the bedroom. This will work in the kitchen, the shower. It'll work in the car. It'll work everywhere, I'm about to tell you, based off of her favorite fucking music. Rolling tape. When the song comes on and the moment is right, I've got the choice. What do I want to do? I got so many choices. Got so many choices. When the song comes on, I'm going to lean in and kiss her right about here on her neck. Right about here. And this is where I'm going to work. I'm going to work her neck first. Now for my guys that have making out five play, you know the advanced steps, so I'm not going to give that away, but I'm just going to keep it basic. When the beginning of the song comes on, I'm working it right here. When the chorus line of the song comes on and she's naked in the shower, I'm eating her pussy. Not only eating her pussy, I'm going to take her leg and put one on her motherfucking shoulder. Remember, okay, guys, this is the head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Remember that shit when you were little kids. Remember, guys, remember? Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes. You know, eyes and ears. I'm not talking about all that shit. We just want to go to head, shoulders. Head, shoulders. You see that right there? See that? See that? That what you see right there, that lock? When I hear the chorus, I'm going to slide my ass down to that pretty pussy in the shower. I'm going to take her leg and put it over my shoulder. And I'm going to take the shoulder, and I'm going to lock it in. So that means I have her leg cocked up, locked in. She can't move, can't wiggle, can't escape. And now remember with the chorus music. Now, guys, I've always told you this technique before. The way you practice it is you take a towel when you're in the shower. This is a practice thing. In the shower, I call this shit some Aquaman shit. But what you do is wet a towel and put that shit on your face. Because you ain't going to be able to breathe with that water. You're going to feel, for some of you, going to feel like you're being waterboarded. But follow Uncle on this. You take a wet towel and you put it. Wait, I'm sorry, guys. Hold on. Wait a second. Everything that I'm saying right here, guys, is 100% original and authentic. There is nobody out there telling you this shit that you're about to hear. This shit is strictly coming from the manmindset.motherfucking.com. So you take the towel and wet it. If you don't believe me, try it the next time you take a shower. You take the towel, wet it, and put that shit on your fucking face and stand in the shower. And what you do is just every once in a while. This is like before you brush your teeth or whatever. Just do it. Just practice it. Wet the towel. Put the towel on your face and put your face in the shower and start to learn how to breathe out the side of your mouth.
Breathe out the side of your mouth. Like, I know y'all think I'm fucking like I'm having a fucking stroke right now, but I'm just showing you. You breathe out of this side of your mouth, or you breathe out of the other side of your mouth. And the reason why you got to switch it up is based off of the leg. Now, look, if her leg, which is her right leg, because I'm going opposite now, if her right leg is smacked on this side of my face, and I got her pussy in this side of my face, I'm going to have to breathe out of that side. If I got her left leg smacked on this side of my face and her pussy smacked in this side of my face, I got to breathe from that side. Guys, y'all ain't ready for this shit. I keep telling y'all, man, y'all ain't ready for this motherfucking game, man, because nobody is teaching you the shit that you're learning, but it's this shit I'm talking about right here that makes me an arrogant motherfucker. Because now that I've got my breathing technique down, now comes how I eat that motherfucking pussy to the chorus. Do I want to go in rhythm with the, now this is how deep it is, guys, I'm just showing y'all how the mind works. Do I want to go in the rhythm of the beat? Do I want to go in the rhythm of the chorus? All of this is going to play a part later of cause and cure, guys. Trust me on this, right? Now, when they get to what they call the break, I think it's called a breakdown, or they switch the melody up. I forgot what they call that shit.
sometimes they sing like this. And then there's a chorus. Da-da-da-da-da. And then they go back to da-da-da-da-da. And then there's a da-da-da-da-da. And then he goes ba-da-da-da-da. And then he changes up the melody. When they get to that verse, I've already washed her feet. Her feet are already clean because we're in the shower. Who's to say I'm going to go ahead and, hey, guys, I got an option. I'm not even going to go feet because some of y'all ain't that goddamn freaky. But when they get to the third verse, that's when I'm going to turn her around and right behind her knee, what we call the uncharted territory. Before, because remember, follow me on this. Follow how it connects. I'm about to start to lick on the back of her knee until the chorus comes back on and go back to eating that pussy by bending that ass over from the back. But the chorus is all, look, remember, this is my thinking, rotate. The chorus is always going to be pussy eating, but it's not going to be the same thing. I will switch that shit up, gentlemen. The bridge. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. The bridge. I didn't know how that worked, but thank you. I appreciate it, Prime and Joshua. Thank you, guys. So when I reach the bridge, I'm turning her around, and I'm working right below her knee. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to work right in the back of her knee. Nobody even fucks with that erogenous. Oh, no. I don't even see how the fuck you missed that shit. She doesn't even know what the fuck you're doing. But the rhythm or the song that she likes is putting her in a certain state of mind. And all I'm doing is I'm enhancing what she likes by breaking it down. Now, hold on, guys. Because what I'm about to show you how deep, because now I'm about to show y'all something. I can right now. I just showed you what I'm going to do with the song, the chorus, and the bridge. But let me show you how even deeper I can get from that right there. I can go into the file of the massage, remember? Three different areas, cut in half, six parts on the front, six parts on the back. Do you see what I'm saying? Come on. Y'all see what the fuck I'm saying? Why do you think I'm so fucking arrogant? Because I know I can give her an experience. And guys, listen. The thing about a woman's favorite song, gentlemen, is that it's her favorite song and she's got it on her iPod or her fucking Android. Or even if the song comes on half fucking way, she's going to keep the radio on just to listen to that shit. But what is she going to attach to the song, even if she's with somebody else? I don't think they understand you, boy. I don't think y'all understand what I'm trying to show y'all, man. What I just showed you, and this is just a roll tape. This is one thing. What did I do? I just went roll tape, and what did I do? I grabbed something else that I just told you about accessing what? The massage. There's a way I can roll. Hey, I can mix this shit in. So I'm going to my motherfucking mixing board. And I'm going ahead and mixing this shit down to a point where we can go wherever. Look, check this out. We can even change what we want to do with the music. The song cannot be the pussy eat. Like, the song cannot be the chorus line? The chorus, no, the song was kissing her neck. Well, I can switch the first verse to the back of the knee or one of the six parts on the front side of her body. I can make the chorus the back side of her body, and I can make the bridge a combat. Wait, Sometimes I need a drink before I say this. I popped my collar for this, but ready? The first song is the front of her body from head to toe. The chorus is the backside of her from head to toe. The bridge is the side of her fucking body. A place in which nobody ever for some odd reason, nobody doesn't even touch the hips beside the knee, beside the calf, inside the calf, inside the knee. In the area where the pussy meets the thigh, they don't even go there. They don't even, oh God, y'all don't even know. Guys, sometimes I scare myself, man. I can't believe I think of this shit. I can't believe my mind works this way where I create shit all the time. But think about that. When's the last time someone took the time to work the side of her body, the hips, right here by the rib cage, her shoulder, her neck? Come on, man. Fuck with your boy. When you think like this, how can there be fear? How can you worry about her turning you down because she has no idea what the fuck she got herself into? She doesn't even know what I am. But I tell you this much. Thank you. Hey, thank you, Q Jones. Absolutely. I'm preaching this motherfucker and every. Oh, yeah. But I keep telling you, I am the cause, and I'm also the cure. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Oh, sorry, phone lines. Hold on. Let me get y'all phone lines. I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to hold y'all down. Man, I got two calls from the motherfucking DMV. Let me fuck with my dogs real quick. 301 and 240, I got you. 301, what's your question, brother? DMV, what's up, man?
Hey, what up, Steve? It's MM13. My question is, like, when do you feel like you get comfortable, like, using your principles and your laws and code from, like, the Alpha Code and Inner Champ? Because I feel like, you know, I'm doing it, but I don't feel, like, that comfortable yet because I'm just, like, starting. I'm not comfortable doing it yet.
Right. Well, when you get comfortable is when you start to trust it. See, you're not trusting it yet because let me show you why. Because right now there's something that remember I told you about women. There is a battle going on between her mind and her body. Remember I told you that there's an internal battle. When a woman gets with a real motherfucker, there's an internal battle. Well, what you don't know, let me show you real. Yeah, I'm about to show you. There's an internal battle with you and your mind. You know, yeah, I mean, it goes back to Afro Samurai. You got your ninja trying to tell you don't do it, don't change, don't go. I mean, things are fine. You're not going to be this. Don't go. Don't do it, right? It's always going to be that voice in your head that doesn't want you to change. So once you start to believe in what it is you're doing, what did I tell you before? It will go away. You remember, like I told you, one thing is it's either going to be fear, right? It's either going to be fear or the band of brothers, fear, rejection, excuses, being a victim. They're all going to work together to try to keep you exactly where the fuck you are. But once you stand on what you stand on and believe it, you got to look. I can't believe for you, motherfucker. You believe when you go in the goddamn. Okay, you remember I told you, like, look, if you want to feel it, go turn on a light switch or go turn five pages. Because when you turn on that light switch or you turn five pages in the book like I instructed you to, you are finally one with yourself. Because if you think it, you're doing it. There's no excuses. There's no poor me. You're not even listening to the voices because you're saying to yourself, okay, I'm going to turn on the light switch. And look, just like the light switch, you want to turn it on because you want light. But think about this, MM13. You turn on a light switch and there's no light, you automatically try to assess the situation. Okay, there's no light. So is it electrical or is it a light bulb? That's the first two things that pop in your head. Is it electrical or is it a light bulb? So what is the first thing you do? You walk over to the TV or some appliance that's plugged in and you turn it on. If it turns on, you know it's a light bulb. If it doesn't turn on, you know it's electrical, and maybe you got to go and flip the electrical switch in the box. I've got that shit called, but do you see how it works? That's how the game works.
Yeah.
I'm always but the only way you can constantly solve it is trust the narrative. You're the narrative. The narrative is on you. You are all things as a man. And as a man, you must learn how to navigate. I can't navigate for you because I'm not living your life. I'm just putting weapons on the table and show you what the fuck you could be and why we living this fucking lifestyle. You see what I'm saying, young man?
Yeah, and I feel like I just got to keep doing it more too. Then I'll be able to trust.
Always.
Remember,
never be satisfied with the victory. Never be satisfied because you put all the puzzle pieces together. Never be satisfied because you took one step. Fuck the one step. I want to go up that goddamn mountain. And when I reach the top, I'm not even at the top because I'm at the top of what I think is the top because my mountain never fucking ends. So I am constantly growing, right?
Yeah.
Remember, I'm playing the instruments, right? I'm playing the instruments. I got to learn the bass. Boom, 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 boom. I got to learn guitar. I got to learn how to play the drums, right? Got to learn how to play the keyboards, right? Now, once I get that shit done, I've got to learn how to put the keyboards, the drum, the bass, and the guitar together to create music. But am I done right there? Fuck no. Because I don't want to hire someone else to be my engineer. I want to learn the board so I can be the engineer, so I can then create my own music without anybody else's help. I do it for myself. But am I done there? No, I got to learn how to arrange it. I need to produce it, compose it. I need to know how to sell it. I knew how to market it. See how deep it is? I, me.
Like Prince, right?
My. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, brother, okay?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay? All right, so are you good, brother? I'm going to grab some more. Okay, I'll throw you back in. You got another question? Call me, man. Appreciate you, 301. Also from the DM motherfucking V. 240, what's up, man? How can I help you?
It's your boy calling back again, man. I'm laughing at you, Steve, because of this. I mean, it's a respect laugh, and you said it's not rocket science. you know what you spitting out? You spitting out nuclear physics. You taking it to a whole new game with these boys, and you're talking MIT shit.
Oh, shit, I like that, dog. I'm trying to kindergarten this shit, nigga. I'm trying to make kindergarten.
Man, no,
color shapes and MIT. Numbers,
man, you MIT double PhD on them tonight. Let me tell you this, and I'm laughing about
it.
We must be related.
Why you say
the
that,
reason
shit,
I'm
man?
Laughing at because of the fact that that picture you showed there, I've seen that on cards, and actually I got it. Let me be honest. I got it.
I like that.
When I was looking at that, the first thing I said at all, that looked like one of the pictures in which I'll be seeing at Home Goods.
yeah, of course. Yeah, but, Hobby Lobby type shit. Yeah.
Yeah, but you, like I said, you take it to a whole new level on these boys tonight and all. They lost, you know. It's I mean, like I said, you know, Steve, you were at Calculus 6. And these boys,
but I'm
they call
to
it in and everything.
Town.
You know, they had Algebra 1.
But I'm trying to, dude, I'm slowing this shit down. I'm slow rolling this shit. I'm explaining the why. I'm not just saying, I'm not being surface level. I'm explaining the why behind it, man. Complicating this, man.
But you know what you got? First of all, to be fair, you got a gift. And when I'm calling in and giving you compliment, I don't BS on no compliments and everything.
Right,
another thing
down,
about
down.
It is this, too. This is what you got going for you, and I think, well, I know I got to go. You got the dog in you, and also you know how to romance. They don't understand that part. You got the dog and you know how to romance these young boys, and like I said, you took them in the troop. I don't know why you don't be getting no more guys in there. The reason I like listening to you at all because you helped me crack it up because a lot of stuff you spitting out there, I've done it. And so I'm like, I'm like these young boys, it works.
Yeah.
It works. And like I said, you spitting out the truth. But another thing about you, too, is this, man. I'm going to say something which is funny. See, you know how to say motherfucker good. Any dude, every person which I've ever known who know how to say the word motherfucker real good, they a dog.
Like so, Jackson. But, yeah, motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah.
But like I said, you take it to a whole different level on them and everything, tonight. So like
yeah.
I said, man, you keep spitting out the good thing. But I want to point one thing out and just say this. I like looking at a lot of movies, and I like when you show the thing with the women and everything. When I was a little boy, I saw the movie Gone with the Wind, and I saw Rhett Butler pick Scarlett O'Hara up and take her up the stairs.
Yes.
Young boys don't know. Pick a woman up. It'll blow
your
mind.
No. They ain't ready for that. But I just want to let everybody know that's listening right now. I just posted. If everybody listen right now, I'm reposting 15 minutes of me talking live at the 21 convention. Y'all can watch that right now. Absolutely free. 15 minutes. Go ahead and copy that. And all it's in the chat room. I posted a few times, but it's me live. The first 15 minutes of my speaking engagement at the 21. But listen, dog, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is even picking her up, taking her to the stairs, I'm doing that shit when she comes through the door, but I'm not necessarily picking her up, but I'm taking control of the situation like I am picking her up. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, I want to be in the bathroom. I want to knock over chairs and dishes, and I want to open up the refrigerator, and I want to do all that shit. Come on, man. I want to be the cause and the fucking cure. And the only way I can be the cause and the cure is by being an unselfish lover. See, big dog, a lot of people out there think by you catering to a woman's body in the bedroom is weak.
Mm-hmm.
They think you're thirsty. They think, and I'm like, shh, hold on, where is it at? Hold up, dog. Hold on, where's dad at? Hold on, where's dad at? Wait, let me find dad real quick, cause I got to play dad. Cause when I say this shit, dad got to say something. Dad, when I say this shit, dad. Let me find my dad. Wait, where's dad at? Dad, when I say to these motherfuckers that I shouldn't be licking no pussy and taking my time, where's dad?
No, dad got hoes.
See that, dog? That's what I'm saying. You know Baltimore. You know B-more. You know what I'm talking about? So I can't understand. See, what is amazing to me is that a lot of these guys that hate women, they're not lovers, man. And I don't mean a lover. They're just not sensual and sexual. They don't know women. They don't know how to fucking smash that. They don't. They too busy bitching about them, brother. Wait, I'm sorry.
They got to holler at them. And even if you get rejected, I look at it like baseball. And baseball, if you hit 400 and Williams and all, you Hall of Fame. Sometimes you may end up hitting 100 and all. Okay, you down and everything like that. Hey, if you down, and hitting it everything and all, go handle your purpose. And then come back. And you'll be right back on top of your game. These dudes, they just don't know how to take the rejection from someone. You got to take the rejection in order to learn how to interact with them.
I welcome, and I'm being serious. I welcome the rejection more than the acceptance. Because the acceptance frustrates me, dog. When a woman accepts me, I get frustrated more than rejected because I'm saying to myself, okay, let me give you an example. If it takes me, let's say, 5 days to sleep with a woman, right? 5 days. She accepts me. She's 5 days, right? She gives me the pussy. I do all my shit, right? I'm not happy about that shit because I'm asking myself, why couldn't I do it in 4? You see what I'm saying? Why can't I do it in 3 days? What? 5 days is not good enough, Steven. That's how I talk to myself. Five days is not good enough. You got to do better next time, motherfucker. But when a woman rejects me, man, dude, I'm like, dude, I know what I bring to the table. So I can't be – see, she doesn't know what I bring to the table. She's never experienced me before. Her worst mistake, brother, is thinking I'm the regular guy, the average motherfucker playing checkers. Because if I'm the average motherfucker playing checkers – her defenses are already down, dog. She don't have to defend a position with an average motherfucker. So I can moonwalk my ass right into the motherfucking. I'm good. I'm in.
That's what I'm saying. You take it to a whole different level on them. The other night you were talking about when you're in Florida, everything. The first thing that came to my mind when you said that, and see, these boys, they need to get 3 go-to songs for women and all. But I was going to say this and all, that about these nice-looking women where you were talking about, they need to look at the Santana video Smooth. What you talking about, you will see it right in that video. But with all that being said and everything, they need to have 3 go-to songs. They need to listen to you. I mean, you put it out there, but tonight, I mean, I got to call you professor.
Let me profess you on this shit. Hold on, watch this shit. Oh, I think I got it. Hold on, I think I got it on here. Look at this shit. Hold on, dog. Let me profess a little bit more. Hold on, watch this shit. Hold on. All right, let me show you some shit. Okay, hey, this is like some fuck tape shit. Hold on, so let me show you some shit. You're going to laugh at this shit. I'll make you laugh at this shit, Ray. About to laugh at this shit. Let me find some. I'm just going to play this shit. Is it? How about this one here? Had that shit going in the background. Light in the background when she walk in. You got that one, dog. They don't even know about this one. What about this one right here, dog? Check this one.
You John Hopkins tonight, man.
What about this one? Let's do this one. Oh, we already did this one so many times. Fuck that one. Let's go with this one. We already know about this one. What about this one right here? Let's look at this one right here. Let's look at this one.
In
the shower. They don't even know. What's up, man?
These young boys, they got everything out there for them. You know what my song is by LTD and all. Love Ballad? LTD.
They don't even understand this motherfucking shit. Hold on, I got another one for you. Let me find another one, dog. What about this one right here? What about this one?
To get more hits on here and everything like that. I mean, I can't understand it because you're schooling these boys.
This ain't for everybody. What about this one, brother? What about this one?
Oh, no. I'm going to send you another one of mine. You know what my go-to is? Bobby Brown.
What's that?
Bobby Brown, turn around.
Oh, that shit, dog. Wait, I got another one. I got a few more. Hold on, let's play this one. What about this one right here? What about this one?
Wow. It's really good to see you again. And I must admit, you're looking very, very, very nice today. I guess life must be treating you well. Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. You know, I've got a new lady now. And it's a little different than it was when I was with you. You know, I think back to when we met. The way I used to be and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love and sensitivity. Remember when I used to.
Love.
heart rating down. She like, holy shit, what's going on?
You got a gift. If these young boys, they listen to you and all, you know, they can learn a lot. You got a gift and all. And when I'm hearing them talking to you and everything, they're naive. And I'm like, man, I ain't heard nobody talk like this since I was 15.
Dude, let's keep it. I got a few more for you. What about this one? Let's read this one.
Keith.
How you doing?
It's been a long time.
Yes, it has.
What?
Can I give you a ride?
Yeah, I'd like that.
Hold on. They ain't ready. Hold on a second.
And tonight, I'm gonna take it real slow. I love you. I understand what you told me, and if I didn't know,
tap.
I always wanted someone.
What about this one, dog? I got three more. Check this one. Let's get the third one. They ready. What about this one right here, dog? What about this one right here? Get it wet. Hey, but not that one. I'm sorry. Here you go. Three more. Here you go. Take this one. Here we go. You get on the thing, cause I got one more for you. I love this one. Wait, what's the name? So I can
what's the motherfucker's name? What's the motherfucker's name? All right, Doug, I'll throw you back in. I gotta find another one I love. But yeah, I'll throw you back in, okay?
I'm
about to play for everybody. Yeah, I'm about to play for all you guys that's listening, man. Here's one that y'all don't even know about. Hold on a second. I'm just giving y'all a few of them, but I'm gonna play this one. Let me turn up the thing. Am I connected? It should be connected. Guys, listen, let me see if it plays real quick. Let me see if I can hear it. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can play this shit. No, let me see if it plays. Let me see if it plays. I think I got it connected. Let me see here. Is it going to play? Oh, wait. Hold on. Oh, that's me live. Hold on a second. I'm about to connect this bitch one more time. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Oh, it's already connected.
No,
okay, all right. Well, I got to get off the call to play it. All right, well, let me jump on
this call with you,
and let me play that shit.
But I was just going to tell you, though, keep schooling, because you're taking it to a whole different level. They don't understand is this, what you tell them what to do and all, it works.
Yes. Oh, it works at any time, dog. It works here because the women ain't used to this shit.
And you know the other thing is this, they don't understand, you ain't got to make a move on them. They're going to jump you.
They're going to make a move on your motherfucking ass. Here you go, bro.
They're going to make it on you.
Everybody,
yeah, keep it on your face, dude.
All right, man. I'm going to hang up on you, gang up, but I want them to hear this with you guys.
Okay. The two boys come in, you know that's me. I'm out.
What's up,
dog? I said, you see the two boys, you know that's me.
Get your ass on. Let me begin this shit, man. Hold on a second. Show you how you get this. Got this shit playing in the background, guys. You just have it lightly playing in the background. She come over, man. You greet her at the door. You twirl her around. You tell her how sexy she look. While your boy Isaac is spitting a little bit of yak. Isaac. Hold on. I like this part. Hold on. I'm telling y'all, motherfuckers. Y'all ain't ready for this shit. But I'm going to get to Isaac singing this shit in a second. I'm going to lower it down a little bit until we get to Isaac. But I'm just showing y'all motherfuckers, man. This is part of your role tape. This is part of you being sexual to a woman. I haven't even hit some of the hard shit. Hold on a second. All right, it's about to come. Listen to Isaac talk while you got the chick in the background and shit. When she coming over your house, sipping on some wine, looking at your photos of new women on the wall and shit, right? Come on, Isaac. Come on, man. Come on. Y'all ready? Here it comes. Still soft music. She's over there. She got her shoes kicked off and shit. She chilling with you and shit, guys. Come on. We're going to show you the fish thing in a second. Here we go. Come on, Isaac. Go ahead, man. You coming. This is just setting the fucking mood, man. There's no rap and no shit like this. Come on, Isaac.
Me walking down the street, and I start to cry.
Come on, man. What? Just in the background, man. How it elevates. Come on, man. Walk on by. Come on, man. I haven't even hit the hard shit, but I'll show you another one heavy hitter. Here you go. Dog, that shit in the background, man, what the... Guys, I'm just trying to lace y'all on some motherfucking... Yeah, this is yakology, man. This is what it's all about. This is what they love, man. Hold on. Let me see this one. Hold on. Hold on. Watch this one. Hold on a second. Hold on. Come on, man. You know I can't. Hold on. Come on, you know I gotta hit this one. I usually don't like to play this one, but gotta hit it. I gotta hit it. Let me show y'all a second. I'm about to play it. Gotta show y'all something. I'm gonna show you another. I'm gonna do it. It's not gonna be a song. I just want y'all to hear this shit. Y'all ain't ready for this shit, especially when a woman come over and it's time to, you know, slowly take her motherfucking clothes off and shit.
What do you say?
Here we go. Hold on a second. Y'all ready? Y'all ain't ready. Check this out. Hold on a second. Have it over your house and shit. Maybe in the shower. Maybe a back rub. Maybe you licking her pussy. You sucking the back of her things. Come on, man. Here we go, man. You ready? Here we go. I'm about to play. Here we go. Hold on a second. To show you what it's about, man. Because when you motherfucking cold, you got to have some of this shit on this motherfucker. You ready? Hold on, I'm about to play it. 3, 2, let's get it. Y'all ain't ready. I ain't even gonna go there. I'm just saying, dog. The man mindset, what we do, man, we take everything to another motherfucking year. Wait. This one, guys. Oh, guys, look at it. Hey, guys. Wait. Gotta give you. Wait. Watch this, guys. Watch this. Wait. Y'all ain't ready for this one. Hold on. I gotta give you this one. Guys, I'm gonna play the end of this shit. I'm not even gonna play the beginning of this shit. I'm gonna play the end of this shit. Oh. Hold on, where's your boy get to singing this shit? Right, here goes Johnny Gill part. I want y'all to hear Johnny in this shit. Johnny gonna make you get the girl to hold you tighter. Come on, Johnny, come on. Man, y'all ain't ready. See, y'all young motherfuckers, y'all think playing all that WAP and that rap shit when you got a sexy-ass woman at your crib, that ain't going to do it, man. That's what I'm saying to you motherfuckers. That ain't going to do it. What does it is shit like this. Let me see here. Hold on. Let's see here. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Wait. Hold on. What about this one? Light them up. Like, man, I don't want to hear this shit. I'm going to show you two of them, man. Let's get this one. Let's play this one first.
That's why I have infinite time with
the turn this shit down. Let's get to the next one. Watch this, guys. All right, let's see here. Then play two of this from this motherfucker right here. Two of them from this motherfucker right here. No. Fuck that. No. Wait a second. No. Let's go with this one. Maybe we need to go. We need to. That's kind of a up tempo. Let's go with this one right here. Now, hey guys, in the 90s. Show you this motherfucker. Hold on. Oh, hey man, this motherfucker here. Hold on. Y'all got questions? Go ahead and let me see here. Let's go with this one. What about this one, guys? What about this one? Y'all ready? Y'all ready for this one, guys?
I wanna see you.
I know he cried, but come on, dog, keep sweat. Oh my God,
show you, man.
Pussy fucking songs that you guys should have stored on your CDs or your MP3 players. That motherfuckers, when a woman comes over, man, you want to show her some shit, man. I got tons of these, man. Wait, let's see what this one is. Hold on, I got another one. Hold on, let me show you this one. Hold on, watch this one. All right, let's see what we got here.
I watch this one. Yeah, but y'all, I mean, the lines are over. Give me a second. I'm just, hold on. Let me find somebody. Let me show y'all something. Hold on. Watch this, guys. Shit, y'all motherfuckers don't know the game, dog. Y'all don't know the game. But I'm going to play a few more, but we're going to get back to this thing. But I just want to show y'all some shit. Hold on. Let me see what I got here. Show y'all some shit. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all sleeping on this shit, man. Oops, wrong button. Hold on. It's like y'all sleeping, man. It's like y'all don't even. Come on, man. What? Hold on, I got one more here. Guys, this is what I'm talking about. Wait a second. Hold on. Wait. Let me get your boy. This is the last one. Let me just show y'all this one. Hold on. Let me show y'all shit. Come on, dude. Come on, man. Wait. Ready? Listen this one. Listen to the... Hey, guys, listen. I want y'all to hear the words, man. It wasn't just the music, man. It was the words that were attached to the music. I got one more. Hold on. Listen. Turn off the lights. Light a candle. Here. Come on. You see this shit? Listen to the words.
Let's take a shower. Shower together. I wash your body. You wash mine. Yeah.
Let me turn. Y'all ain't ready for this shit. Y'all hear the lyrics? Hold on. Where is it at? There's one more that I want to play. Hold on. One more and we will stop the music. There's one more. Hold on a second. Is this it right here? Let me see. This is it right here. One more, we'll get back to the show, but I just want to show y'all, man. This is a switch up, man. Hold on, guys. Let me see this shit. Let me see.
It's a series of.
All right, hold on. You just talking right now, shit.
But I guess somehow, sometimes I just can't find the words.
Listen to this motherfucker talk, man.
A writer put these words very, very beautifully.
See, just talking. Spitting yak.
And what I'd like to say it in a song.
See, that's it. Listen to the words.
My darling, I hope you'll accept this song is just a small token of my love for you.
They love this shit, man.
And I hope that you'll accept this song with the same sincerity and the same honesty and love that I intend to sing it to you.
See this shit? He's spitting yak.
Now, my darling, wherever you are.
You got the women crazy right now. See, they crazy in the crowd.
I think I should say that again. I said, my darling, wherever you are.
Women love this shit.
Won't you please listen to my song?
Nah, listen to just a few words, though. Hear what I'm saying. This is live. This motherfucker kicking this shit.
Lady. I'm your knight and shining armor. And I love you.
Words, man, with the music.
You have come into my life.
The atmosphere. The candles.
Made me whole.
The wine. The look in her eyes. Spinning her around. Telling her how sexy she is. The shower. The wine above the pit. All this shit connects.
There's so many ways.
Man, I'm going to stop. Y'all ain't ready for that. I know. It's a little advanced. I'm gonna stop, man. Y'all ain't right. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I just got caught up in the moment. Let me get back to fishing. Let me show y'all what I was talking about with fishing real quick, guys. All right, I told y'all we was going to go long tonight, but let me show y'all something, man. I always want to talk about fishing because, and I want y'all to hear this, let me pull this up. But let's get back to fishing and let's get back to being the cause and the cure, okay? It's being the cause and the cure.
Do you fish? No. You know, people who don't fish think that fishing is lazy or boring, but it is the complete opposite. There are 100 little decisions to be made, variables to be considered, and you're never quite sure what made the difference. Did I cast too high, too far to the left? Did I reel it in too slow or too fast? Is the lure too shiny or too dull? Do I stay here or should I go over there? And you know it's not luck, but you do not know by how much. People are predictable, unchanging, monotonous. They use the same language, they offer the same excuses, they make the same mistakes. People are endlessly disappointing because you hope they won't be. This was all predictable, all disappointed. This is why I am fishing, because I am never disappointed out here, because I don't expect anything, because anything is possible. I can be hopeful out here, even in failure. Because I know if I just go out there around that tree, it might be different. Something might be different. Something I do might make a difference.
Freelance, I'm trying to pull my foot off their neck with this motherfucking game, but they don't understand. Man, they don't understand it. When I tell you I'm a bad motherfucker, man, guys, I'm not bullshitting. A lot of you guys have no idea what the fuck, who the fuck you're talking with. A lot of you guys have no idea why the fuck I am the way I am, and why I can walk away from a woman, and be fine with it. It's not because I'm all that. I'm never going to tell you that I'm the best-looking guy in the world. I'm never going to tell you I'm the tallest guy in the world. I'm not. I've got a set of skills that I have cultivated myself. Unique, I'm about to play this shit. Unique, what you sent me, I'm about to give them a taste of it, Unique. Hold on. Did I send that shit? Hold on, Unique. I just sent that shit. Let me save that shit, Unique. I'm about to save it. I'm about to download it right now, Unique. Damn it, Unique. I hope Tyler ain't watching, because you know if Tyler's watching this shit, he's going to challenge you, Unique. So I want to show you what it's like when you're with women that are one with you, and they are open. Guys, listen to me. Let me break this down to you guys to understand this. When you become cause and cure with a woman, okay, and when she releases and lets go, that means when her body overrides her mind or her mind overrides her body, whichever one happens first, this is when it begins. See, most women think when they give themselves to you, they think that this, okay, I give myself to him completely and this is just the end. This is the end. You know, I just release myself to him. But when you get with a real motherfucking man, oh wait, do you have Unique? Is it an audio? Oh, okay, I'm gonna play the audio, Unique. I got you, brother. I got you. I'm playing both unscripted. But listen, guys, I want y'all to listen to me. When a woman gives her mind and her body to a real man, a man doesn't take that shit for granted. He enhances the experience because he knows that she thinks this is the end. You know, okay, I give my body to this guy that jumps on me for 2 minutes, 3 minutes. He licks my pussy a little bit, fucks me and rolls over. And they're like, well, this is the best it's going to be, right? But when you connect with a woman, and this is what's so dangerous, and this is what women are going to run away from, some women are going to be scared of the shit I'm showing you because they don't want to lose control. And that's the truth. A lot of women don't want to lose control. But let me show y'all something that you need to show me. I'm going to get the audio as well, but let's look at that right quick. Let me look at that shit myself. Let's read it together, shall we, gentlemen? Let's read it together. All right? It was the dawn of my dream, and it was raining, and we were half asleep, but I rolled over to make love. We both fell asleep. You were still inside me. We started again. This time we were grabbing each other's parts. Suddenly you stopped in the middle of it and told me to get dressed. Next thing I knew, we were on a train heading to Paris. Okay, she's talking about Paris and all this other stuff. But then she talks about the dream that was definitely intense, almost real. In fact, when I was asleep, I could, yeah, you, listen, guys, y'all think I'm fucking making this shit up. When I was asleep, I can feel myself rubbing. Oh, excuse me. I could feel myself rubbing against my mattress, clenching my pillow. Just of it. See, this is it. See, I woke up wet and almost had an orgasm. What I'm telling you, the mental is that. Okay, Unique. I'm going to find that fucking clip and play that shit. But, guys, I want you to hear this shit live and unscripted, guys. Here we go. Check this out. Let me turn it up. See if I can play that shit. Hold on. Let me say Unique. I'm trying to see if I can do it off. All right, let me see if I can play it right here off the thing. Here we go.
My review is that I would really find that to be very appealing to have a wine rack above your bed, to be in your bed. You're cute. A towel underneath of us. And to have you pour the wine on me. And for you to drink it off my body. I would want to have the smell of the wine and the feel of your tongue against my body.
Lord, Steve, help me.
All over my breasts and down to my midriff and all the way downward. I can feel you lick and drink the wine. I would have to do the same to you so I can enjoy you and the wine at the same time. And to suckle and to sip and to lick and drink you in.
Y'all think this wine shit, I be telling, see, a lot of y'all motherfuckers be like, Steve, man, that wine shit, man, why would I want to put wine above the bed, Steve? That shit don't work. Why would I want to put wine above the bed? Do I want to put wine above the bed? I don't want to put wine above the bed, Steve. That shit ain't going to work. That's corny, Steve. Why would I put wine above the bed? Hold on, let me see something there. Let me see something. Let me see if y'all can hear this shit. Let me see if I can play something for a second. Hold on. Okay, y'all can hear it. Okay, cool. Y'all can hear it. Guys, we got the 21 for you, 15 minutes of the 21 that I was on. We'll show you that, but I want to show y'all something. Okay, I'm going to show you how deep. Now, Unique, I'm going to take what you're saying, okay? Unique, you were talking about, she was talking about the wine, okay, on her body, okay? Now, she's telling me that. I'm going to show you what I see. And this is why I tell you guys to do the poetry. I always tell you guys to do the poetry. Because I'm going to go off the top of my fucking head. I'm going to take what she said about the wine. This is going to be, because I was working with something like this, but okay, I'm going to take what you said. This is how your mind works. Okay, so all I'm taking is the wine that's rolling off her body. Okay, Jim. All right, here we go. Check this out. So, as I look at your eyes right now, it's just you and me. Bodies. One notion, one motion. And it's the right time because right now you are the only thing on my mind. As I take the wine and pour it all over your body, I want to make sure that every drop that I pour on your body makes its way to its destination. Where its destination is, it's up to the wine and where it wants to go. Why? Because when I'm with you right now, I want to be that destination. My lips to my tongue take its time. It's cool. As long as you let me become a thing that no man has ever become before. But the only for me to become that thing, you've got to close your eyes and allow me inside yourself. I'll give you one more. It's going off the top of my head, okay? It's going off the top of my head. I'll give you all one more, okay? I'm trying to roll it, like rotate and give the experience, okay? Wind up from your belly button. I take a moment and look at you, staring at you. What do you want me to be right now to you? Do you want me to be dirty like I used to be? I want to shower together. Or do you want me to take my time with peeling off the body, peeling off the toe, excuse me? my woman in the kitchen. You are the leader in this. Allow me to go everywhere. So just like the wine rubbing off your nipples and rolling down, I'm going to take my time. We're going to take time. But I promise you, because that one trickle that passes your beautiful breast, goes past your belly, is going to get to that beautiful soft pussy. And I'm going to make sure that I suck blowing that pussy that's done before. I'm going to lock hold of that left leg in the shower like I told you I was going to do. And if I suffocate and I breathe, then you know, it's like the breathing, because that leg is covering my face. There's nothing else I can do but lick my way out of that. I'm going to make sure I get deep. But as the beat begins to change, I'm going to make sure I turn your body around. I'm gonna make sure that I turn you over, lick, kiss you, smell the perfume, top tape. Alright, hold on, let me see. Let's do this again. Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm trying to. Hold on. We got some. Acapella rap. Hold on, here we go. Here we go. About you and my fantasy. It's all about our bodies and insanity. Making sweet tunes of love and acknowledgement. Stripping with every note, candlelight environment. It's all about our minds melting as one. It's all about the love we make until the sun. It's all about the music and the grits. It's all about your body. I have the masterpiece. But most of all, I want you to fly high like a dove. It's all about tonight, baby. So, guys, that's how we. But see, when you write that shit, you can be able to text that shit to her. You may be. Let me tell you that. But see, I'm just fucking going off the top of my head, just fucking around. But what I'm saying to you is, this is what I had learned when I was young. Now I can take that, and then I can take what she's saying, and I can give her the experience. I know, guys, don't judge me. Let me look at y'all motherfuckers, y'all saying. But you see what I'm saying? I ain't the best rapper in the world, but I'm just showing y'all how this motherfucking game go. You see what I'm saying? I'm just saying to you guys that this is how it is. This is how it rolls, man. And if you guys are able to know what you are and who you are, you will be able to tell a woman or give her an experience of what it's like. But here's the best thing about it. Fuck all the bars and fuck what I say. The best thing about it is most of these motherfuckers couldn't even come up with an idea to discuss. Now, the woman just told you, you know, the wine dripping off of her body, right? She likes the wine above the bed. She said she likes the wine above the bed. But what does she say? She likes the wine trickling down her body. And if you think about it, when wine trickles off a woman's body based on the angle, the wine will go ahead and do like a kind of like a zigzag. You know what I mean? It's it kind of like takes its time. But then you think about time, and again, depending on the woman, because some women like it hard and some women like it soft, but based on your knowledge of your body and your knowledge of what you can do, you can give her an experience of something soft or something hardcore. But the choice is you and how you want to do it, because when you become the cause and then you're the – whenever you're the cause, that's what they don't want. They may want your cure, but a lot of women are stubborn as fuck. A lot of women are afraid to become what they become around a real man. They're afraid to let themselves go because a lot of women get lost in falling in love. Women will fall in love. Women will be infatuated with you. Women will be intoxicated with you. But it's something that's scary for a woman, because when a woman gives that part of herself to somebody, usually that motherfucker breaks her heart or doesn't know how to handle it, right? But when she gets with a real man, the problem with him is that he doesn't break her heart and he doesn't upset her. He opens that fucking box up that she's always had locked in to allow her to be what she wants to be when she's masturbating by herself. when she's fantasizing about sex, when she's fantasizing about him inside of her, or she's sucking on that dildo before she puts it in, that's what we're trying to get at. We're trying to unlock, and then once you unlock that, that's when they probably open to some other shit. But sexually safe, gentlemen, that's something that we're always talking about. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open. 515-605-9373 is the number. But this is what I'm talking about. But see, this is why we're a small little knit group, because everybody can't know this shit. Women don't want motherfuckers to know this shit. Women don't want a guy to know that he can be a need, not a want, but a need. And a lot of women will let you go, but in letting you go, it's what they do when you're not around. It's like, okay, it's like the person, like, oh, I'm gonna give you an example. Now, this isn't me, but I'm gonna give you an example. It's like, hey guys, say no to drugs and cut. You see what I'm saying? You know, it's the motherfucker on the front end saying, hey guys, say no to drugs, cut. You know what I mean? What I'm saying is the effect is never what happens face to face. It's that demon or that sexual demon that she has got to take a hit of. They will hit. And what is the hit they do? It's you. There are women going to be on your Instagram page that want to fuck you, that want to be with you, that want you to be their cause and their cure. But they're not going to tell you that shit. They'll just take small hits of you. They'll look at your Instagram posts, and they will fucking fantasize about you. They will play with their pussy. They will touch, but you'll never know. And this is why I keep telling y'all motherfuckers, you don't know how many women are getting off on you right now, but they're afraid of what's going to happen. A lot of women are not used to being sexually free. And I mean really free, where you don't even judge her. But what I'm saying to you guys, you can be the cause and you can be the cure based off of the knowledge you know for yourself. See, when you know yourself and know what you can do, you change the game up. That's how it works. But if you're too big, think about the poison that you get when you're complaining about women. Well, I don't complain about women. I will walk the fuck away. I will always, hey, look, I have no problem. And I know it's like a dick move of me. It's me like being a dick and shit. But to be honest with you guys, man, I have no problem leaving a candle in the window for a woman. It's not being an asshole. It's not being a jerk. It's just the reason I always leave a candle in the window is because it takes a lot for a woman to turn back around and come back home. Pride. They got pride. They got ego. They have. Remember, there's women. You have women that have guys that they can sleep with whenever they want. They have choices. They have options. But what happens when the woman who has all the choices and the options doesn't want them, but she wants you? But how do they come back? And this is what I keep telling you guys about the comeback. This is why it's important to read between the lines. This is why it's important to look at the behavior of the woman. Don't look at what she's saying. Look at the behavior, because it's always in the behavior. Guys, I'm telling you, like I said, I'll give you in Instagram. Some women that you've never heard from a week, 2 weeks, or I don't know, a few months, y'all just stop talking. But it boils over to a point where, you know, I don't know, they heart. I guess with Instagram, they like a photo. You know what I'm talking about. They like a photo. But they're not liking the photo. They're saying, can you read the signal? And can you come back and not throw me coming back in my face? And that's why I always tell you, when you talk to a woman, the way you make her feel is as if you've never stopped talking. So when she comes back, She doesn't want to fucking hear that you, I knew you come back, goddammit. You don't have to talk to her that way. Because we both know why she's coming back. Because she knows, listen, a piece of a fucking asshole or a piece of a man that has somebody is greater than a man that doesn't have shit. But it's not for you to make her see that. Remember, guys, why do I always tell you? You got to see it for yourself. Don't force her. Let her go out there and let her miss you. Guys, y'all don't understand when women miss you. And when I say miss you, they miss the feeling that they have when they are around you. They're on the phone with you. Why do you think I tell you the voice messages, the video messages? That gives her access to you. That gives her private access to you. Her worst mistake, listen, it's kind of a double-edged sword. She can delete all the videos and she can delete all the audios and she's going to fucking regret that shit. Some will do that. Some will delete all the videos and did all that, and they will do the worst thing that a person can do, and that is, gentlemen, go cold turkey. You can't do that, man, with a motherfucking man, dude. You can't go cold turkey. You can't do that because the game doesn't work that way. Because even when you go cold turkey, there is an emotion that it being bitter, angry, mad, it's an emotion. Remember I told you before, the emotion is going to go past. But guess what? What goes up will bring its motherfucking self down. Let me give you an example. And it's always the fucking bad ones that do this shit. So talking to a bad one, right? And, you know, things just don't work out with us, right? Well, I was always a person she loved to talk to because I could set her in a mood, you know what I mean? Things didn't work out for us. But who do you think she wanted? Who do you think the first person she wanted to call when she got that fucking promotion? She didn't want to call her guy friend, and she didn't want to call her girlfriends. She wanted to call me because she knew that when I hear the good news of her getting a promotion, I'm not the average motherfucking guy that's going to say, hey, congratulations on your promotion. And nah, motherfucker. What I'm going to do is I'm going to set something up. I might cook something for her. You know what I mean? I might spend a quiet evening with her. You know what? Just talking to her, holding her, and letting her tell me about her excitement. See, you guys don't understand intimacy and sex is not penetration, man. You got to understand when a woman wants to express herself to you and something is like life-changing in her life, you want to let her ride the wave, but you want her to be the surfboard that she rides the wave with. Because, again, even though I wasn't about to have sex with her, I was just listening to her tell me about her day. I mean, I can shift that shit down and not fuck. I mean, I keep telling y'all, motherfuckers, you don't need to fuck, man. Oh, let me see what she's saying. Wait, what are you saying, girl? Let me see. Let me see here. It's funny, Coach, you mentioned that I was with my boy. He told me to put this chick to marinate for months since April, and she called today. Well, here's the thing. When a woman calls you back or gets back in touch with you, not even an act. The reason why women can just forget about average men is because average men are average. But she can't forget about the man that has somebody because she knows that he can give her a feeling. It's like, well, what would happen? And I don't know if it happened with you, but there is a nervousness in the woman, guys. Okay, she's nervous. She's got butterflies. And the reason she has butterflies is because she is not used to, or when she comes back, she doesn't know what to expect. You know, she's a little nervous. You know, she doesn't want to hear that you replaced her. You know, she don't want to hear. Look, a woman doesn't want to hear she's replaced. They don't want to hear that. So some of the nervousness is there. Some of the nervousness is, okay, well, are you mad at me? Do you want to talk to me? Did you forget about me? Did you think about me? And if you thought about me, when did you think about me? And if you thought about me, why didn't you reach out to me? Why has it always got to be me that's reaching out? Oh, it's a simple answer. The only reason you're always going to be reaching out to my motherfucking ass is because only way I can come back into your life is you have to bring me back in. You have to bring me back in. I can't. I am not going to beg or barter my fucking way in your life. I don't do that shit. I got too many fucking options to do that shit. So if you want to come back, come back. And if you don't, farewell. I release you. Take care of yourself. And I'm sorry it didn't work out. Good luck with the next guy. Good luck with the guy after that, because those motherfuckers can't do what the fuck I do. As I'm not being arrogant and I'm not being an asshole. Just tell you what the fuck is, you know what I mean? Let's see what you're saying, bro. Let's see what you're saying. Y'all crazy, man. Y'all crazy. Let me see. Lines are open. Lines are 515-605-9373. I told you we was going to go long today, guys. I got to make up for last night, man. Got to make up for last night. But I know we did a little bit of everything today. But I'm just saying to y'all guys that are listening that it is a very powerful thing that I'm showing you that women don't even know. Women have no fucking idea about this shit, y'all. They don't know about this shit. They think we all the same. They think we just like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I just want to, again, I don't mind being your dildo. I have no hold on you. I can't force you to want me. But if you want me, you want me. If you don't, you want. If you don't, you don't. No, it's not. No, brother, it's not confidence. It's sexual confidence. So one step higher than confidence. Sexual confidence is knowing that if you stay around long enough, I'm going to make you feel things. See, that's what y'all understand. I keep telling y'all, touching without touching. If you can touch a woman without touching her at all, you are a dangerous motherfucking man. But what makes you a dangerous man is how I set you up. I set you up every time. Send the fucking voice messages. Send the video messages. Because eventually, if her body gives up to her mind or her mind gives up to her body, it's going to be one or the other. When she presses play, that's going to enhance things because, okay, remember I told you about women, right? What happens when a woman shows her girlfriends, all right, you know what, hey, tell me about your guy. Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to use Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. If I like the girl, who cares? You're like, cooling now, right? So Ronnie texted me today. Oh, that's cool. What about you? Oh, Bobby texted me too today. Ah, oh, really? Ricky? Ah, yeah, he texted me. Yeah, he just sent this text message. Or, excuse me, he sent the emoji. Ooh, you know, that's really big shit. He sent a text message with a cute little emoji. So the motherfucking chick is sitting there saying, yeah, okay. All right, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike, okay. So they all did that. Well, check this out. Let me show you what my motherfucking, let me show you what the guy that wants this pussy did. Well, what's that? Girl, I need a text message. What's that? Oh, no, watch this. Press play. Wait. He did a, oh, that's so, that was, what was that, a voice message? Oh, yeah, girl. You think that's something? Scroll, scroll, scroll. Look what he put on my fucking message when I woke up this morning. Press play on the video. It's a dundada. You're so lucky. Oh, my God. What are you, girl? You better suck his dick. You better. When you give a woman an experience, remember I told you about the unicorn? You are either going to capture it or you got to tell somebody about it because the experience is so great. They're not used to it, guys. 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. Yeah, no, dog. Sexual, yeah, right. Sexual confidence, gentlemen, is saying that I am an experience that with or without you, I can make you feel things that the average guy can't make you feel. Now, it might scare some women off and they'll run to the hills. I'm just letting y'all know, because a lot of women can't, like, I mean, this is sexual confidence. Like, let me show y'all. This is how sexual confidence works. Let me show you. This is how it works right here. This is, if you really want to know, like what I'm talking about, running to the hills because of sexual confidence, this is it right here. Let me find that shit. Let me show y'all. I want y'all to see this shit. I want y'all to see that y'all got to, I'm trying to teach y'all. Nobody's teaching y'all this shit. Nobody's getting this damn deep. But this is sexual confidence right here. I'm about to show you guys, okay? No, it's not just a gingerbread house. It's a woman emitting something that most women cannot ever. Most women will never, ever admit what the fuck you see right there. Listen, 10987. They will never, ever say what you see right there. It's very rare. It's like winning a lottery or some shit. Very rare. Because their league is based off of, what are you doing? When was your last boyfriend? What are you looking for? Hey, why don't we go to dinner? Yeah, can I buy you a drink? Oh, when was your last job? What kind of movies you like? When was the last book you read? Oh, really? Oh, fascinating. Oh, yeah. Man, I love this because women get to see behind the curtain of how a man operates. They get to see that shit. They get to see that, wow, it's a little deeper than just about 98. Again, that's why we call it 98. Take out the gay guy, but I'm trying to make you guys into that one percenter. Trying to make you into that motherfucker that, you know what? Out of all the guys out there, there's no one that's going to do the shit I'm showing you. That's the beauty of what I'm teaching you. And why I can go so long is because as a man that knows, how can you not? It's in you, man. It's so deeply woven in you that you just can't stop. It's just no off button. So you can spit yak and spit fire as much as your heart desires because you know what you are, you know what you can do, and there's nobody out there that can touch what you do. But they will go. I'm telling y'all, you'll lose some people. You're going to lose people in the process. I'm not saying everything's going to be perfect, but you're going to lose some people in the process. But as long as you give them the opportunity to come back, they come back. If they don't, they don't. They'll love you from afar. They'll think about you from afar. But as soon as they begin to miss you, it's the worst thing. Again, this is not a game or manipulation or deception. I'm just telling you, it's a double-edged fucking sword. They can delete all your fucking videos and delete all your audios, and they're going to go fucking crazy when they start to miss you because they miss the feeling that they had when the two of you were connected. There was a connection. The audio, the video creates connection. That's what I'm saying, connection. Look, right here, connection, man. This is what I'm talking about.